Michelle Deschamps is a ufologist who lives in Hanmer. And Michelle joins us on the line this morning to talk about yesterday's documentary called Alien Autopsy, Fact or Fiction. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Did you watch the show last night?
Yes, I did.
And what were your thoughts?
Actually, I'd seen a photo of the alien before the show came out. It came on my MUFON UFO journal from Texas.
Right.
I looked at it, and I noticed there was six fingers and six toes. Until I saw the film, I was 50% sure and unsure that this thing was either real or a fake. And now I'm three-quarters.
Three-quarters. What would make you 100% sure that it was?
I don't know. I guess touching it is. Getting to see the real thing, but there's a few discrepancies there with what the people actually claim to see,
that I've seen.
First of all, the four fingers with little tiny suction cups at the end of the fingertips was what the actual witnesses saw.
Mm-hmm.
And this thing has like six fingers instead of five,
right,
or even four. And the same thing goes with for the toes. Then I thought that the features were a little bit too human, but then again, there are aliens that look exactly like us, so I'm not exactly sure. It's still up in the air with me.
Is this the strongest evidence you've ever heard or seen concerning aliens?
In terms of...
the fact that if there are any, period.
Yeah. Well, in terms of visual proof being brought out to the public, yeah, this is the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
Michelle, since Hollywood and TV are almost bed partners here, what are the chances of something like this being doctored for production purposes?
I don't know. I don't think so, because if this film is originally from 1947 or even 1967, because they're not sure, there's 3 years where possibility of having been made.
Mm-hmm.
And even in 1967, let's say, if that's the latest... the more recent time when they might have done this, I don't think the technology for special effects was as good as it is today. And to see a body like that being cut open and bleed like it did, it's just too good to even be a special effects.
What about the gag rule involved? I mean, people here they were told to be quiet initially back in 1947, 48 years later. Here they are, they're finally coming out. I mean, they were threatened with death, but I mean, no one can shut up for 48 years.
Yes, they can. Yes, they can, because especially military personnel, what happens is they get fined $10,000 and they get a 10-year prison sentence if they decide to come forward, and they also lose all forthcoming benefits.
Now, the guy who took the film was apparently a high-ranking military official and has remained anonymous. Have you got any word that the search is still on for this guy, and are they any closer to finding him than they were before the film was released?
I have no idea. The only problem I did have with last night's show is that they were talking to that other guy in that restaurant or whatever kind of building it was,
mm-hmm.
and they said they were trying to hide his face, but you could see a pretty good profile there, so I have a pretty good feeling they probably signed the guy's death warrant, because if I would have filmed him, I would have filmed him from the back.
You
not to show his profile at all.
You think even to this very day and age, with somebody coming out like that, you think the military would still go after him here in 1995?
I'm not sure about that. I mean, I don't know what the heck their mentality is, because there's still thousands and thousands of sightings. I don't know how long they can keep the lid on this thing. I have no idea why, you know, what makes him tick, what makes him want to do that, despite all of the evidence coming out.
In your studies, Michelle, we know that the American government has been very stringent in its ways and means of dealing with alien sightings and UFOs. How does that relate to what's happened here in Canada in the last 50 years or so with the Canadian government?
Well, our equivalent of the FBI, let's say the RCMP, has done its share of shutting up people by threatening him, threatening radio stations by saying your license will be revoked if you put this stuff on the air, which is exactly what happened in the late 60s in Sudbury, as a matter of fact. And a friend of mine who used to work at INCO, who had many sightings in the late 60s, was also told by the RCMP to keep his mouth shut.
Did they come across as heavy-handed as Americans would be?
No, they don't.
A little more subtle, as it were.
Yeah.
they don't exactly come out and say they'll kill you, but they make you think that's the possibility of it happening. Obviously, you're a believer in alien beings, Michelle, and if you hear anything more, we'd like to keep the lines open on this story. If you hear anything further in all the correspondence you get as a ufologist, we'd love to hear from you again. And if you hear anything more about this documentary that was played last night, The Alien Autopsy, if you hear anything more about it, we'd love for you to get in touch with us, and we'll continue the conversation and perhaps shed a little more light on the possibility of what they said happened back in 1947. We'll see if the possibility actually becomes a reality, all right?
Sure, no problem.
Thanks for joining us, Michelle.
You're welcome.
That's Michelle Deschamps out in Hanmer, a ufologist who believes, well, he's now three-quarters in the yes category for believing it was an alien that was indeed operated on after the crash in 1947. Do you...
But he's not convinced 100%.
No. Does it sway you anymore that a man with Michelle's background is 75% convinced of this going on?
Do you have this show on tape?
I certainly hope so.
Because I want to see this program for myself. I didn't see it.
Yes,
I do.
No, I do have the tape at home, and I'd like to show you. Well, I'll give it to you, a copy tonight, and you can watch it, and we can comment a little more on it tomorrow and perhaps sway you a little more to the side that I'm on. Like, I'm a skeptic at the best of times, but watching this film, you got to think, well, just maybe.
Let me get back to you.
I will.